Okay, we're ready for session three. I want to introduce this. Ingrid, in the last session, mentioned how many times she made macaroni and cheese. Ingrid makes macaroni and cheese from scratch, and she, you know, puts the cheddar. It's not Kraft macaroni and cheese. This is like from scratch, and she puts the cheese in it, and she puts the hot dogs in it. All the guys love macaroni and cheese. So Daniel's graduating from high school. It's the end of the summer. He's going to go to college, and we're having macaroni and cheese. And I look at Daniel. I said, Daniel, this is the last time I'm getting macaroni and cheese until you guys come back and visit. He goes, yeah, Dad, I know. So, but that's okay. If Ingrid can eat macaroni and cheese all those years, I cannot eat macaroni and cheese, right? Okay, here we go. Ingrid. So this is biblical love and being in charge.
Okay, biblical love and being in charge, as Dave just said. The last session about the sacrificial love, okay, was good. So there's this one tower or one pillar of sacrificial love, which I call that it's all about them. It's all about the kids, right? You're getting up in the middle of the night, you're cleaning up the vomit, you're pouring the apple juice, whatever. And then, but that's not the only pillar, okay? Because that could lead you to think you're a doormat. And whatever the kid wants, the kid gets. Whatever the child needs, obviously whatever child needs, he gets. But this doesn't become a whatever the child wants, he or she gets. Because the other pillar of motherly love, biblical motherly love, is what I call the discipline pillar, or mom's in charge. Mom's in charge. Sacrificial love does not mean being a doormat. I love Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 just quotes Proverbs 3. My son, do not despise the discipline of the Lord, for whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. Once again, we find ourselves, if we're going to have a biblical viewpoint, at odds with the world's viewpoint, okay? The world will tell you, or a secular psychology or whatever, to never thwart a child's will. And they'll tell you that your child knows best. Your child knows best, so you should never thwart your child's will. Let's look at the first one, never thwart a child's will. This has got to be the worst piece of advice you could give. Because life is full of situations that will thwart your will. Number one, red lights. You want to go from Brighton, Massachusetts to Hyde Park, and you will pass at least 27 red lights. Maybe not quite that many. I mean, a minimum of 12. At each one, I want to get to Hyde Park, and the stoplight is telling me I can't. As fast as I want. We could think of a million things. Life is full of, you don't get the job you wanted. You don't get the husband you wanted in the time you wanted him. You get sick when you needed to go somewhere. Your plane gets delayed. And you miss the transfer, and you're stuck in an airport overnight. Your boss tells you to do it a different way that you didn't want to do it. Your husband's not what you hoped he would be. Never happened to me, but it could happen to some of you, okay? Your will is always being thwarted all your life. The best thing you can teach your child is how to do the will of somebody else without complaining. It is truly the best thing you can teach them, that not getting their own way is not the end of the world. It really, learning how to not get your own way is one of the best things you can teach your kids, okay? Now, second attitude, your child knows best. This is patently absurd. Now, let's take a look at young Anna here. Okay, left to herself, would she have eaten would she eat protein and fruit, or would she have loved to have a chocolate donut? Yeah, well, maybe not, because they're raising her really well. I think she's a health food specialist. But left to themselves, most kids would eat Fruit Loops, okay, and whole milk. Left to themselves, children might not ever learn to be potty trained. I don't know, okay? Left to themselves, children don't know best. And here's a profound piece of information for the mothers here. You are smarter than a 2-year-old. Yeah. You are smarter than a 4-year-old. You are smarter than a 16-year-old. And the good thing about preschool moms is that God made you actually bigger than them as well. Okay? So just for example, car seats. Little Mikey does not know that if he just kind of, when he gets a little bit older, he'll want to just crawl around in the back seat instead of sitting in the car seat. He doesn't know what will happen to him if he gets in a crash at 60 miles an hour. You do. You know what will happen if your child eats two Boston cream donuts. They will be sky high on sugar and out of control. They don't know that. You know that. You know more than a two-year-old or a four-year-old. So just try and push that mentality, these worldly mentalities away. Never thwart a child's will. And my child knows best. It's just not true. You don't want to break a child's spirit, but you do want to teach them that it's not the end of the world to not get their own way. So parents don't want to discipline their children. They don't want to train them in certain ways, and they don't want to correct them when they're wrong. One, because they have wrong mindsets. Two, because we don't like conflict. Most people have a distaste for conflict. So when push comes to shove, and you're trying to get them to eat the Cheerios, and they're throwing the Cheerios off the high chair, okay, now you've got to deal with this, okay? But you know it's going to take a good 10 minutes of discussing this about the Cheerios or whatever, so you just let it go. Let the Cheerios go. We have a distaste for conflict. Number three, kids are cute. Sometimes your kids can do really wrong things, but they're really, really cute. So you let it go. It's like, wow, that was cute, but that was really wrong. And number, lack of D, you have the wrong idea of love. You think you don't want to say anything's wrong. Letter E, lack of time and fatigue. There are reasons we don't train and correct our children. We're just too tired to. And the combination of all those wrong mindsets lead to what I call appeasement. Peace at all costs in this very moment. Peace at all costs in this very moment. Let the child do whatever he wants right now, because actually that seems like it's solving the problem, but it's really not. It leads to long-term chaos. It really leads to long-term chaos. So that's not God's plan. God's plan is Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, the verse that every parent should have memorized and every child as soon as they could talk. Because God doesn't talk a lot to children. In fact, God only talks to children twice in the Bible. In one of the Psalms in the hundreds, toward the end, he says, children, everybody should praise the Lord, old men and children. And the next time the Lord uses this word children, comma, as in the vocative case, if we want to know, okay, children, comma, is in Ephesians 6. So God doesn't directly address children very often, twice. So when he does, we should pay attention, and they should memorize it. Everybody's kids should memorize this verse. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. You'll notice I have it memorized. That it may go well with you, and you will live long in the land. We could Skype in my six kids. I guarantee all of them could do it. David probably the best, because Abigail and Ayana probably have it memorized at this point, okay? Now let's go over by it phrase by phrase. First of all, this obedience in all things is talking about children. In Hebrew days, that would be kids under the age of 10, easily. I'm going to talk about this in the afternoon. Teenagers, you don't do this. Children obey in all things. This is for little children. Children. Obey your parents. Parents, that's you guys. This is your job, as Dave said earlier. Don't leave it to somebody else. This is your job. Obey in all things. We'll talk about that in a minute. They are to obey you in all things. That doesn't mean you should make like 2 billion laws. When you have 2 billion laws, you can't enforce them. When you have 3, you can. Pick your battles. Pick your rules carefully. That it may go well with you. This is the part of the verse I stress the most when we memorize it. That it may go well with you. I am not having my children obey me so that their lives are miserable. I am having them obey me so that when it starts to rain, they actually have boots on instead of sneakers. Because remember, I'm smarter than them. I can actually Google the weather report and find out. They can't do that. I know it's going to rain at 4 o'clock, so we should go to the park at 11, whether they want to or not. Okay? I know that it's going to, Jimmy, I know these things. They don't. It's going to go well with them. I stress the blessing angle. And then if there's ever a situation when the kids were like a little bit older, like 3 or 4, where I said we had to do one thing and they didn't want to, and then we did it and it went well, oh man, I would lay it on. Didn't that go well? Wow, look how blessed we are. Aren't we glad we went to the park at 11, okay? Because now it's pouring rain and we can't. Wow, you got to spin these things. You got to spin these things, okay? I really hype this that it may go well with you. So mom's in charge. In charge of what? Now, so there's two things. There's the training part, right, where your schedules, right? You're leading them in the way they're supposed to go. And then there's the correcting part, right, when they've done something wrong. I want to talk about the schedule part because I think Dave is going to do a lot more on the correcting part. Again, remember, you know more than they do. Nutrition, sleep needs. Now, your child will tell you, I don't need a nap. I don't need a nap. I don't need a nap. Now, obviously, what do you know? You know they need what? A nap, right? They need a nap. It's so obvious. You know you shouldn't watch TV like this, right? You know that. This is really bad for your eyes. They don't know that. It looks really good this close, okay? Okay? They don't know that. You know that, right? That's why you say you have to sit here when you watch TV. All the child knows best. Don't get me started on personal devices. People, please, I'm convinced there's going to be a study 20 years from now, and half the world's going to be blind because they had iPhones. Okay, please watch the personal devices. I'm not going to go on a rant there. iPhones, iApps, whatever, okay? You know all kinds of things. But this takes work. Okay, now, I love my mom. My mom, like I said, she's really wonderful. Her best age group is preschoolers. So I called my mom when I was had all these young kids, and I was going stir crazy. I said, Mom, the kids are driving me crazy. They're just whiny. I can't control them. They're it's just awful. I'm just going crazy. She says, well, are they having outside time? I said, what's outside time? Just put them outside and just tell them to play by themselves. Now, at the time, we had a split-level ranch, and we lived in the bottom of it. So, like, my door actually opened onto the ground, and my kitchen window was like a fishbowl. I could see the whole yard. Okay, so it was very safe. And it was fenced in, kind of. It had shrubs. But the kids weren't going to get hurt. It was in Amherst. Very safe. And just put them outside. So I said, okay, kids, outside time. Mommy says it's outside time. And I got them dressed in their warm clothes because it was kind of cool. And I put them outside and I prepared for outside time. And I was going to do something by myself inside, looking out the window to check. Well, they came right back in. They didn't want to have outside time. So I called my mom. Mom, I told them to have outside time and they came back in. She said, try it again. She goes, be firm. You're in charge. So I put them outside, came back in, doing the dishes, checking, where are they? Back in the house. Call my mom. Mom, outside time is not working. I swear. She says, lock the door. Okay, remember, it's a safe yard, okay? So I put them outside, and I lock the door. I go back, and I can't see them anywhere. So I go to the other window, I look, and they're sitting with their backs to the door, howling, we want to come in! So thank God there's like no one that can see this, right? So I call my mom. Mom, they're sitting at the back door crying to come in. She said, let them cry. I said, how long? She goes, give it a while. So I'm sitting there like looking out the window. And sure enough, guys, after about 5 minutes, they realized that there were toys and swings and a whole swamp to play in, not like a deep swamp, but a little swamp, and room to run in. And they realized that it was more fun to go do something than to sit at the back door and cry. And we have had outside time ever since. Usually before nap time, right? You have outside time, lunchtime, nap time. It works really well. Tired children, hungry children, sleeping children, okay? So, the funny thing is when David grew up, he got his first job at State Street Bank after college, and he has this tiny little cubicle in the bowels of this huge financial district. Do you know what he craved at lunchtime more than anything else? Outside time. He called me for me. He goes, gosh, you guys, I can go without food, but I can't go without outside time. All that to say, if you train them up in certain desires, they'll keep them for life. But you really need to be on your A game with the schedule. My mom really encouraged me in this. You really do know better than they do. So by 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, they should be getting into regular patterns. It's really good for them. And the second thing that you're in charge of, and because I'm going to go through this quickly, is discipline. You really need to see yourself, this discipline thing, whom the Lord loves, she disciplines. To let your kids run over you and pick their own way is not good for them. It's not good for them biblically. So if I had to do a really short summary for mothers of preschoolers, it would be clearly establish rules. Keep them short, clear, manageable, and age appropriate. And by clear, this is really important. Stop being a brat is not clear. You're driving me crazy doing that is not clear. Pick up this mess is not clear. Okay? Put both boots on the blue mat is very clear. You can easily tell if both boots are on the blue mat or not. That's way better than pick up this mess. Eat these six crackers is better than saying, it's driving me crazy because you're not eating. Why don't you ever eat? Why don't you ever eat is not a command. Finish these six P's is a very clear command. Okay? Okay? So clear, age-appropriate rules, and then they break the rules. You give them a chance to obey, right? So they take the six crackers and throw them over the side of the high chair. You pick them up and you say, let's try again. Mommy said, eat these six crackers. Do not throw the crackers over the side. Very clear, demonstrated rules. Okay? And then if they disobey the rule, quickly administered punishment. Okay? And Dave's going to get into this. It can be a spanking. It can be a timeout. It can be a little hand slap, okay? And then after the consequences, freely forgive, freely restore, hugs and prayers, and let them start over. Finish these six crackers. Again, the rule has to be clear and age appropriate. You may figure out after a while that they weren't hungry, so you make sure they're hungry before you insist on the six crackers, okay? Make sure they're tired before you insist on the nap. Okay? So yeah, the most important one there is number one. You can't enforce rules that aren't clear. You can't enforce rules that aren't necessary. Number one is the most important. The rest will follow. I'm in charge. Children obey your parents. You'll be blessed. Right? That's the scripture. I'm in charge. You'll be blessed. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4 for today. I'm in charge. You'll be blessed.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. So, hey, take a break.
Thank you, Ingrid.